here's something no one talks about when it comes to success and being productive. There's a rhythm and a cadence to it. It's an invisible thing. The people that are winning somehow have found themselves. It's hard to express, but they found a rhythm and a cadence to their life that creates momentum in their life. Momentum's a major magnifier in life. When you get momentum, but there's a rhythm to it. And when you sort of aren't disciplined with your time and a meeting runs over 10 minutes or 20 minutes, you are not in the rhythm of success. And when you're around people that possess that rhythm, you feel it. And it isn't demeaning when they do it. There's a graciousness to it and a respect you have. The higher you climb, there's all this other stimulus happening in your life, right? So if you don't create those constructs now, when you get to a point where like you get the things you want in your life, the demands on your energy and time only increase. Mm-hmm. And your ability to manage that and create structures around you that keep you productive, that is a huge thing you've just shared. I've watched a lot of people climb to a point. And when they get to that point, they didn't create new structures around them to support the next level. Every level you climb requires a different type of energy and structure. And so some things, even that I'm doing right now, I know maybe 4 or 5 years from now, I'm gonna have to reevaluate those that'll change with the conditions of my life. For me right now, as busy as I am, it requires more intent to structure than ever in my life. And if I didn't create them when things weren't quite this busy, I don't think I would have continued to flow into the next state. And I've watched a lot of people get to a place and then they can't navigate that next level because of the structure, maybe the lack of a team around them, quality people, management of those things. And so I'm always trying to be ahead structurally to my results. I'm a big person on earthing and grounding. I love to get outdoors. I love to put my bare feet in the ground and let that recharge me. I'm real big on my recharge stuff now. And sometimes that means lots of sleep. I used to brag that I got 5 or 6 hours of sleep and I could operate on that. And I've learned over time, maybe there's a season for that that's great, but there's also a season where I listen to my body. I've gotten better at listening to my spirit and my body. And when my spirit is screaming at me, you need to rest, you need to recharge, I listen to my body, especially at 52 years old, my body will speak to me even more now than sometimes it ever has in my life. And I listen to it. I'm not afraid anymore that I'm going to lose momentum. I can say no to something. I can rest. I can recharge. I can reflect. And it doesn't mean I'm going to lose momentum. I used to believe if I don't keep going, I'm going to lose the momentum I've got. And the truth is, that's an insecurity in me. That's my lack of identity screaming at me. And I've learned, this is just recent, I am a people pleaser. And so a lot of times because I am, you know, I have a deep voice and maybe I look a particular way, you wouldn't know that inside as this person, I just want to please people and make them happy because of my childhood. If my dad was in a good mood, maybe he wouldn't drink that day. If I brought home an A on my report card, then he'd show me love. So I conflated in my life love with significance. And I thought when I would do something significant, it felt like love, but they're two different things. Most people are that way as well. If I can just perform, if I can just do something, people will love me. As long as the external conditions of your life continually dictate how you feel, you're an out of.
The best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple $1,000s in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/Ross Patterson or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/Ross Patterson.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you.
Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Control human being. So at some point you have to do things internally that change how you feel, because the quality of our life is the quality of our emotions. So I remember a long time ago, I'll tell you a quick story. I had not made a money for a long time as a businessman. I finally make some money, finally, right? But my emotional home was fear. And by the way, the other side oftentimes of fear can manifest itself as anger. It shows up as anger. But when you see an angry person, you're seeing a scared person. And so I was a worrier and a fearful person. Anyway, I was building my first dream home. And on the way over there, an appointment had canceled or something. And I was, and then the contractor had messed something up. We've all had that moment. And I walk into this mansion I'm building and I'm mad and I'm stressed and I'm angry and, oh, where's the contractor? And I look into the kitchen and there's five men in there, five or six men in there. All men had come from Mexico, and these men had left their families. And the reason they had come there was to send money home to their families and work. And they're in there and they were doing work they loved that they were great at, working on my mansion. And I watched them for a minute. I stood and watched them, and they had their mariachi music playing, and they were laughing and joking and blissful and also doing work they cared about that mattered, that they were great at. And in that moment, I stepped back and I almost out of my body, I went, if life is the quality of your emotions, they're kicking my tail. They're winning at life and I'm losing. I have all these things to be grateful for around me, but my home that I keep going back to is fear, anger, and worry. These guys who had to leave their families to come to another country just to support them. Imagine how difficult their life was there. They had to leave their country and their children to come here to work, to support their families. And they're joyous and blissful and doing work that matters to them and that they're great at. And so I decided, it's not, you don't want the mansion. You want how you think it'll make you feel. You don't want the relationship. You want how you think it'll make you feel. You don't want to be fit and sexy and jacked. You want how you think it'll make you feel. So what if I could get the emotions? If I could have these emotions, maybe getting the things I want would be that much easier. And so I focus now. Everyone has goals of their physical things they want. But for me, a lot of my outcomes now are emotionally driven. Usually where wiring happens is in a highly emotional state. We anchor it in our bodies physically. That's what we do. And so the way out of that is to begin to anchor the great states. So I take advantage of great states. So for example, just a few weeks ago, my daughter was home from college and we took a walk on the beach. And it was just this blissful experience. It was me and the, you know, one of the people I love the most in the world. And I'm feeling this great peace and love from my daughter as we're walking, and I anchored it. I literally anchored it in my body. I literally snapped my fingers as I went and I anchored that state. And so, or when I'm walking on stage, I'm about to, you know, have to speak, and that adrenaline hits me and that euphoria, the spirit, the energy hits me. I'll anchor that state physically. And so what happens is I'm rewiring myself physically. For example, like I pray on my knees every night. And so I've been doing that for a number of years. I feel great peace when I pray. What's ironic about it is not only is the prayer now peaceful, but the actual physical move of getting on my knees triggers that state. You know, when you're in that blissful state, anyone's ever heard a song from your from a different time and it just triggers a state. It's not the words in the music. It's what was going on in that moment. You've anchored it in your body. So when I'm in a good state, a great state, I take advantage of it. I don't let it pass. I anchor it in my body, and I've sort of rewired myself so that when these ones that I don't want come along, I have a neurology I can change out of that move and do something physical. And it's simple. It's not complicated. It could be tugging your ear, feeling something on your shirt, something you do on your knees. So I've created like triggers in my life to put me back in that state. And over time, that's become my wiring now. That's why some people will date the completely same person in a different body, because we move towards what we're familiar with. So I had a tendency in my life to create a lot of stress and chaos because I operated so well in it. It was a familiar state to be in, even though it didn't serve me. So a lot of that work I've done in healing and digging deep in my life, it served me not just in healing, it's made me a better businessman. It's made me a better father, in often cases, a better friend, because I'm not constantly creating this stress and chaos around the people that I love the most. So I used to brag a lot, I am unbelievable under stress. I operate amazingly under chaos, which is true because I'm so familiar with it. But what I found out about myself was, to some extent, I created a lot of it. In other words, I wasn't comfortable in my life. Maybe people can relate to this if they really take a look at themselves. I wasn't comfortable when things weren't a little bit chaotic, because in life, we move towards really what we're most familiar with. I have experience in burnout and ruining relationships and messing things up. And here's what I've learned. I want all the things I want, but I don't have to have them right now. And it's the right now of life. I gotta be in a hurry. I gotta do it now. There's a power of now. Some people lack the ability to operate in the now. But for me, it's I have built into my life rest. Last night, I slept 12 hours. And the reason was, is I've been getting to the point right now where I'm tinkering on the edge of too much now. This is more familiar to me than the old one. Tendency now is to move towards the familiar state of bliss, of joy.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.